This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. India's Supreme Court today decided to hand over a disputed plot of land to Hindus for the construction of a temple in the town of Ayodhya in northern India, where a Hindu mob tore down a 16th century mosque more than 25 years ago. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
India's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Hindu temple on a disputed religious ground and has ordered alternative land to be given to Muslims to build a mosque. The new verdict paves the way for building the temple in place of a demolished mosque, a message popular with supporters and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has hailed the decision. But many Indian Muslims are not satisfied with the verdict. An attorney says his team will go through the case details and decide what the future course of action may be. The dispute over land ownership has been one of the country's most contentious issues, with Hindu nationalists demanding a temple for more than a century. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in Washington, the House of Representatives goes public with its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump next week before a national television audience. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the drama contained in the transcripts of private testimony.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia adviser Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Lebanon says its banks will be closed until Tuesday amid an eruption of political and economic turmoil. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.